This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Tokyo 2020 Games were declared closed by IOC Chief Thomas Bach Sunday, ending the, quote, most challenging Olympic journey, end quote, after a year's pandemic delay and threats of cancellation. Bach addressed the 68,000-seat Olympic Stadium, which was without fans, as Japan battles to contain a record coronavirus outbreak. It marked a low-key end to an extraordinary Olympics that have mostly played out in empty venues with only athletes, team officials, and media present. Medals, including gold, put the U.S. atop the standings on the final day of Tokyo 2020. AP correspondent John Leatherby has more.
Until the final, the women's volleyball night, Team USA knew it topped the gold medal podium. After a 3-0 victory over Brazil, the United States had 39 gold medals, edging out China with 38. Gold also came Sunday on the cycling track. Jennifer Valente topped the podium for the women's Omnium points race. In the ring, both Richard Torres and Keyshawn Davis claimed silver. Davis in the men's lightweight division, Torres in the super heavyweight category. Holly Seidel in her third ever marathon took bronze, and the Americans
women's marathon. The U.S. topped the overall medal count with 113 and had finished atop the medal standings every summer games since Barcelona in 1992. I'm John Leatherby.
Congolese authorities said Sunday the coronavirus epidemic had eased in many parts of the country but remained worrying in the economic capital of Lubumbashi, where not wearing a mask will now be punishable by up to 7 days in jail. Iran reported over 500 daily COVID deaths for the first time Sunday, its health ministry announced, as new infections also hit a record high. Iran remains the Middle East country worst hit by the pandemic. This is VOA News. The Taliban captured three more provincial capitals in northern Afghanistan Sunday as they take their fight to the cities after seizing much of the countryside in recent months. The insurgents have snatched up five provincial capitals in Afghanistan since Friday in a lightning offensive that appears to have overwhelmed government forces. The offensive was launched in May and came as foreign forces began the final stages of their withdrawal. It's scheduled to be complete by the end of August. Sudan recalled its ambassador to neighboring Ethiopia Sunday, frustrated by the stance of Ethiopian officials, whom it said were refusing Sudan's offer to mediate in the ongoing conflict in Tigray. Sudan's prime minister, spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Wednesday about the conflict in the northern Ethiopian region of Tigray, which has led to the influx of more than 53,000 refugees since late 2020. A wildfire is still raging on the Greek island of Evia ever since it first started August 5th. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Pillars of billowing smoke and ash blocked out the sun on Greece's second biggest island, leaving the sky to turn a hazy orange. The fire triggered more evacuation alerts as firefighters continued the struggle to extinguish the blaze, which has now ravaged forests from coast to coast. Other fires raged around Greece, mainly in the southern Peloponnese region, and around the fringes of Athens, which appear to be on the wane. Athens Chief Heat Officer Ellen Nirivili says the fires around Greece have had devastating consequences.
In Evia, the fire has been pushing out the villages into boats, so we see the faces of people being moved out of their homes.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. state of California's Dixie Fire has grown to become the largest single wildfire in state history, fueled by strong winds and bone-dry vegetation. People in the scenic forest lands of Northern California face a weekend of fear as the blaze threatens to reduce thousands of homes to ashes. Cooler overnight temperatures and higher humidity slowed the spread of the fire. Temperatures topped 90 degrees Fahrenheit instead of the double and triple digit highs recorded earlier in the week. Lionel Messi fought back tears during a press conference Sunday at which he confirmed he is leaving Barcelona, where he's played his entire soccer career. The 34-year-old Argentinian superstar has been without a contract since the end of June, and the team says it cannot afford to keep him. Messi admits a move to Paris Saint-Germain is a possibility. He is a 6-time Ballon d'Or winner and has won 4 Champions Leagues. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.